There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argued that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, I'm very excited this hour from Autism One to bring a guest on that we've been wanting to talk to, and we've been talking about her. Her ears have been burning. Her name, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and she's from MIT. MIT. You know, since you came out with your projections by 2025, estimating maybe half of all American children,
not 80% of the boys.
80% of the boys, all right.
50% and 50% of boys altogether.
Suffering with some form of autism or diagnosed into the spectrum.
Right, exactly.
And you reference this as a direct relationship to glyphosate.
Yes.
But does it discount any of these other environmental
Absolutely
factors?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Everything else becomes more toxic in the context of glyphosate, especially the vaccines.
Well, and this is the thing, what we've seen as a homeopath, I do gut recovery protocols. That was my number one for my own body many years ago. And ever since taking care of kids that are in this spectrum, without question, all of them have, you know, and confirmed by gastroenterologist Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Many
years ago, we talked about this. We said we observed the same thing. We may have different ways to recover it, but we've seen without fail that those children are being, at the epithelial integrity, just destroyed, utterly destroyed.
Absolutely. Yes, and that's being caused by the glyphosate.
So what is it about this discovery, if you will, or, you know, analyzing it from the MIT perspective? I mean, because you got to be a real egghead to get MIT, to identify this damage, to say so directly there is that link.
Yes, it seems very clear to me, and in fact, we've seen gut issues in pigs or papers. There's a paper written by Judy Carman et al. On pigs and showing inflamed gut when they eat the GMO Roundup Ready feed. Now, so the GMO aspect may be also contributing, and especially the BT gene, which is going to produce the pesticides. So all of these things in the toxic food are contributing, but the glyphosate has been shown. It's been patented as an antimicrobial agent, and it preferentially kills the beneficial bacteria, particularly lactobacillus, which is really crucial when the baby's born. Lactobacillus need to get a foothold to really grow in the gut, and they chase out the pathogen. So if the lactobacillus is being killed, then the pathogens are going to overgrow, and that's going to lead to the inflammatory gut, which is going to destroy the gut lining, produce the leaky gut, and then that's just the simple story.
Okay. Well, it seems very clear. It's a direct path. It's been measured. It's been, I guess, even the so-called peer-reviewed literature, which we've taken to task a lot because, you know, even heads of the Journal of the American Medical Association, New England Journal, have said, you know, it's hard to really determine what's legitimate science anymore. But you've received, obviously, critique from those who are the defenders of the biotech faith, and they say, well, yeah, you might be an MIT person, but your specialty is not in this. What do you say to answer those critics?
I have an undergraduate degree from MIT in biology with a minor in food and nutrition, and I have a PhD in computer science. And so I use my computer science skills to help me analyze the biological literature. And I also study all these databases of things like vaccine events, adverse events, and statin drug side effects. And I'm collecting and medical hospital discharge data. There's a lot of data on the web that you can analyze, and you can see trends. And so just looking at disease trends is actually very fruitful. And we've come up with so many different diseases in infants and in adults that are going up in frequency in recent years. We really have a huge health issue in this country today.
Yeah.
With all these exotic, you know, even chronic fatigue, all these diseases showing up, and autism, ADHD, allergies, and asthma, all these issues that the children are having, not just
right.
autism, you know, many other things. And all of them, I think, can be connected to the toxic chemicals in our environment, especially glyphosate.
Are any of our critics, your critics, arguing that chronic fatigue is a normal part of being a child? I mean, you know, I'm just, it's ridiculous, but I mean...
That would be so crazy. I don't think anyone would think that's a normal part of being a child. Absolutely
right.
not.
So when we identify the GI damage, you know, as Wakefield did, and I remember his paper, and I've talked with him many times on the show, it didn't say vaccines cause autism. He never came out and said that with that paper, but yet the mere relationship of one to the other in this, you know, kind of linear line, if you will, was enough to say, we've got to destroy this man. And
I think it was very much intentional, and I think they understood, and they were right, that if we come down hard on this person, who has only said, he didn't even say don't vaccinate, he just said take the measles out of the MMR, and do it separately at a different time, which was probably really fantastic advice. It's a very mild thing that he was suggesting. And for them to understand that if we take this guy down, this will prevent everybody else from having the courage to do what he did.
They knew what they were doing.
And he had no idea that this paper would cause such trouble.
He was a Boy Scout. I mean,
he was probably completely blindsided by it, I would imagine.
A real scientist, a good man. I've come to know him, and I like him a lot.
I know. I love his work. And, in fact, I came across his 2004, I think it was, paper that he wrote in some obscure journal because they've all, you know, blackballed him, basically.
Right.
But that paper was fantastic, and I came across it after I'd already figured out all this gut issue with autism on my own. Mm-hmm. And then and I'm like, wow, this was in 2004. He already knew all of this. Why didn't I know about his work?
Right.
You know, and because he's been so marginalized, people aren't hearing about his work. So it's taken a long time. And thank goodness now, there's a lot of people who are... You can't hide the fact that autism is linked to gut disorder.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff happening in the mainstream about gut problems, which is really great. I think the mainstream is finally waking up and realizing how important our gut bacteria are to our health and how much they do for us and how much, if they're not working correctly, we're going to be sick.
Yeah, the research into the microbiome is one of those exciting areas of exploration now, the inner world, not the outer space necessarily. And I'll be lecturing on Saturday on GI recovery. I have some techniques that I do, and I just am always excited to talk about this with everybody. Dr. Stephanie Seneff is with us now. She's from MIT. When you came out and said what you said about glyphosate, the relationship on the 2025 prediction, were you then already aware of the way others in your field who would dare to step out and say such things are attacked? I mean, what were you
thinking? Yes, no, I expected to be attacked. I was fully expecting it, and I don't mind. I mean, I feel that's what they're going to do. That's part of their game. It's actually, in a sense, legitimizes your work, because the more they attack you, the more you appreciate that they're worried about what you're saying. And so, you know, I take it as a compliment, you know, and you have to just be amused by it. I recognize that there are people who will search my name, come across one of these attacks, see some video and say, oh, I'm not going to bother to watch this because she's a quack, you know. So fine, I won't reach those people. But,
right.
you know, hopefully there will be others who will get my message before they get the message that I'm not somehow, you know, qualified to say what I'm saying.
Right.
And if they listen to what I'm saying, if they read the research literature that I've read, they will see that I'm right. It's very clear. It's so, so strong.
Your ability to communicate is strong, considering, you know, a lot of times you talk with a PhD and you're like, what did they just say? I mean, you have a very
well,
quality about you. I can tell your heart is, you know, as I'm sitting with you, the energy is wonderful. You're smiling. You're laughing. These are, to me, the harbingers of someone who's really on a path, on a mission. And you know, you found what you're here to do, a big part.
I would totally agree with you on that. I feel like, you know, all of my life was preparation for this phase, and this phase is by far the most important work I will do. I mean, aside from the birth of my four children, which, of course, they are wonderful, but in my professional life, this is by far the best that I'm doing. Everything else was kind of, you know, just wasting time in a way compared to this.
Setting the stage for it. Now, did you have, with your four children, any issues within the autism spectrum?
No, none of my children, none of my grandchildren, I'm very blessed. None of them have autism. I'm very, very blessed. Of course, we work at that. I mean, we teach them how to be healthy, and we've always eaten well. We didn't eat organic until just a few years ago, my husband and I, so we brought them up without an organic diet, but we did feed them well, and I think in those days it wasn't so difficult to survive it. And now our children children are listening to us and then buying organic food for their children. So we've got them on board now, which is great.
Oh, it's great news. Now, your husband's keeping up with you?
Absolutely. He's fantastic. He's a fantastic cook, and he's doing even better than I would do by far on my own, because he loves to cook and he cooks wonderful food, and he only buys everything organic, you know, including the spices, the cornstarch. I mean, everything is organic in our household.
Any blowback within the MIT community?
I mean, remarkably not. Okay. Remarkably not. My boss is supportive. She actually practices organic with her. She has young children, and she practices organic. And no one has told me not to do this work. And they haven't been, you know, saying, you're doing fantastic work, please continue. But they haven't. So they've just been not saying anything, really. And other people at MIT, they just haven't said anything. So I'm doing it, you know, and no one's stopping me.
You probably, you know, by doing what you've done, you probably opened yourself up to a whole new community of people that maybe you never knew before that are very supportive of your work and very grateful for what you're doing.
Yes, I think there are people who see very clearly the message that I'm giving. And there are other people who are fighting it, you know, everywhere. I meet people who cannot be persuaded no matter what. And there's a level of disbelief, because you say Roundup. Well, you know, I go down to the hardware store, I buy that, I put it on my lawn. It's completely unregulated. The government has assured me, absolutely, Roundup is completely safe for humans, no problem. How can I believe you if that's what I've been hearing from my government? And there are people who just refuse to accept that this could be the toxic chemical that's causing all the trouble. But when you look back at the way the chemical passed through the regulation process way back when, you can see that it was very flawed.
Right.
And that's what's going to come out. I think eventually, and I've got friends who are working hard on getting that message out, that are figuring that out. How did they come to believe that this stuff was safe, since it clearly is not?
Yeah.
And when you see that, you see that the companies, the agrochemical companies, have managed to redefine what constitutes a legitimate study,
right,
so as to avoid facing the fact that this is toxic.
Yeah. Well, my good friend Jeffrey Smith, of course, has been doing extraordinary work around the world on the GMO issue and bringing this up. But as you say, we are encountering belief systems, not necessarily scientific validations, which is interesting. And, you know, I know we're out of time because you have to go to a session you want to see.
Yes.
But I would ask if you would that we could come back and do an interview while you're here.
I would be delighted to.
We'll get it on the show another time.
I will come back this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe
we'll
can get on some more details of some of the things you've uncovered as well.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to be talking with Zen Honeycutt from Moms Across America.
She's fantastic.
And she talks about going into the belly of the beast at Syngenta and Monsanto and talking to them and not yelling at them, just putting it out there.
She's fantastic. I'm very much aware of her work, and I love her work. She's really great.
Well, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, I am so honored and pleased to connect with you finally. You have an open-door policy anytime you want to come back, but we'll look forward to your next interview soon as well.
Yes.
I appreciate you being with me here at Autism One.
Thank you so much for having me. It was delightful.
All right. When we come back, we've got another round of healing on another level going into the belly of the beast, and it's extraordinary. Zen Honeycutt is with us after this. Thank you, Dr. Stephanie Seneff.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury, and that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing something for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, here we are, Autism One, autism1.org. You can find the links at robertscottbell.com. We continue to bring the stories that are important, not only to, to me they are, because they're bringing the healing back where they belong, and that is with each and every one of you, but the stories of those who are doing the same or even greater. And now we've got a group called Moms Across America. Her name is Zen Honeycutt, and she's with us now right here at Autism One doing extraordinary work. We're going to get a little bit of insight into what she's doing and what Moms Across America is doing and how you might want to be one of those moms. Zen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor, Robert.
Well, really, I appreciate what you're doing so very much. The reason we're here, of course, the first time I came to Autism One 4 years ago now, and, of course, reading about and occasionally seeing a family with children who had been vaccine injured, but never in the groups, the large groups, had I been overwhelmed like this of the experience that people were going through, the pain, the difficulty, also the triumphs that were shared too. But we haven't even scratched the surface about what we have to reach and how we have to get the word out and take on what we might call the bad guys, for lack of a better way to say it.
Right.
Speak out, and you're doing it as directly as anybody else I've ever met.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, our first word is empowered moms and then healthy kids. That's our motto, empowered moms, healthy kids. And we're a national coalition of unstoppable moms, I like to call ourselves. And we have over 400 leaders that have caused over 600 events in 46 states now in just the past 2 years. And this is all based on the love for our children. We are completely committed to getting out there and giving people solutions, you know, raising awareness, giving people solutions. And, yes, recently we we've taken on speaking directly to the shareholders of the largest chemical companies in the world. And I visited Monsanto. I went to Switzerland to speak to Syngenta and came back from Delaware to speak to DuPont and Michigan to speak to Dow. And I spoke directly to the shareholders and the board and asked them to change direction. I told them, your products are harming our children and you need to go into a different direction.
You know, you're still standing, you're still breathing, you're alive, you're
yeah.
here. So those of you who are intimidated, when you go after those that you feel are doing wrong, there may be ways to go about it. We had Gary Husser on, who also went to Syngenta
yes.
from Hawaii, and I was just so impressed with how measured he was. I sometimes wonder if I could contain myself because of what I see happening. And he
yeah.
did that. And you also went into the belly of the beast and delivering a message in a way that they're not throwing you out, they're not shooting you. How is this? What is happening here?
Right. Well, you know, what I see is that they have families too. They have children too. They have loved ones that are sick with autism and allergies and cancer and diabetes. And I point that out in the meeting, you know, and at Monsanto, they did get upset. You know, some of them got up and said, you know, we have good people in the room here. And I got right back up again and I said, no one's saying there aren't good people in this room. And I bet if I asked every single one of you, if you had family members with autism or diabetes or allergies or any of these illnesses, every single one of you would raise your hand. And that's why we're here. It's affecting all of us. And you must be responsible for the contamination of our children, of our mothers, and the pollution of our planet. And you can do this. You have the resources to go into a new direction. You know, I'm not naive. I know they're not just going to close up and say, okay, everybody do permaculture.
Right.
They need to pay their 28,000 or their 52,000 employees, right? Mm-hmm. So they can go in a new direction, and they need to do that. And in the meantime, we can stop buying their products.
God bless you, Zen Honeycutt. Extraordinary
you.
What you're doing. Really
you.
Impressive. The way things are going recently in terms of the food, the fast food, we've witnessed what Monsanto and others have done by trying to control the food supply. But then there are interesting upstarts like Chipotle
mm-hmm.
that have just now said we're going GMO free, and yet they've been criticized as being not science based. But I'm thinking, even if you just look at it from a business perspective, if your customer base wants that and you're delivering it, that's good business. The question is, can you turn that business model into these chemical companies and say, how do we profit off of not doing what we're doing? I guess that's the struggle. I can see them scratching their heads going,
right.
How do we do this?
Well, they just need to look at the math. I mean, Chipotle's stock has soared. Annie's, who made a decent bowl of macaroni and cheese without chemicals in it, was the most sought after and the highest, most highly traded stock of the entire year, and that included tech companies. You know, you just need to look at the numbers. Where is the growth happening? It's in the organic sector. People want organic because they don't want pesticides, they don't want GMOs, and they see a difference. They're hearing about a difference, first of all, with their other mother friends. You know, they're saying, you know, we went organic and our children got better. They try it out and they see a difference. So that's one reason why I invited everybody in the shareholder meeting. Please try organic for 3 weeks and see how you feel, including you, Mr. Grant, the CEO.
Wow.
Try organic and see how you feel.
All right, Jen, stick around. We got another segment coming up. We got to take a break here. Zen Honeycutt's here for Moms Across America. We have the links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Real heroes, real warriors, real moms, real dads out there doing amazing work, inspiring me as well, and I hope they do for you. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the website is momsacrossamerica.com, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com here at Autism One. Very special guest, Zen Honeycutt, and extraordinary work that you're doing. You really are a living inspiration, and I'm so pleased to connect again with you. You presented here at Autism One yesterday.
Yes. Thank you, Robert.
And what was it you were discussing there, and how was it relating to things we're going into now?
Great. We discussed GMOs, glyphosate, and the impact on America's health. We described that GMOs are a foreign protein, and they're genetically engineered not only to be a pesticide, but to resist herbicides. And so that equals an increase of chemicals to our children and to our bodies. Mm-hmm. And there's an impact to that. And we just talked all about how it's connected to autism and allergies, autoimmune issues, cancer, diabetes. You know, it sounds unbelievable, but when you know how glyphosate works, which is the active chemical ingredient in Roundup, which is sprayed on GMOs, and actually non-GMOs as well, when you know how glyphosate works, it completely makes sense because it wrecks the immune system, which therefore leaves us open and susceptible to more diseases.
We've talked about here on the show, and I've lectured on this for many years, the decimation of the gut lining itself.
Yes.
The integrity of the lining, the epithelium. Of course, even years before when I suffered this way was before glyphosate was on the market. So it isn't only that, but we're definitely seeing an acceleration and a worsening and even a broadening of these GI issues.
Mm-hmm.
More people being diagnosed as gluten intolerant and sensitive or even celiac, whether they are or not. And I believe all of the damage that we're doing to our gut is part and parcel manifesting in many of these things, including why we're here, this autism spectrum disorder. So much of the gut health that Andrew Wakefield as a gastroenterologist identified back in the 90s when I first connected with him, it only validated what I had seen in my patient population.
Yeah.
When they had anything in the autism spectrum, they all had gut decimation, inflammation, and he called it iatrogenic enterocolitis. The doctors didn't know what was causing it. Back then we talked vaccines, but now you've added into the mix again glyphosate here, our good friend and talking about GMOs, you know, with a genetic roulette.
Yes,
Jeffrey Smith, right?
Yeah.
Has been. Oh, he was on the doctor's show recently. The doctors, right, talking about this. And the GI damage is just so, I can't do enough to find more and better ways, even though I've developed some ways and helped work with some doctors on some ways to help recover. Maybe you have some stories to share, because I know that's very personal to you as well.
Yeah, actually, I was so glad to meet you at the Food and Thought Conference in Florida, because it all came together after hearing your talk. It clicked for me. When my son was about 8 years old, my middle son. It wasn't my first son that had all kinds of allergy issues. It was my second son that also started exhibiting a rash around the mouth, and suddenly he was hitting and yelling and had all kinds of autism symptoms. It was a sudden onset of autism symptoms, and his teacher called me and said, something is going on with him. So I took him to the doctor. I got him tested for fungus. The doctor said that sometimes fungus, which is a pathogenic gut bacteria, right, which we know glyphosate
can overgrow when
we know glyphosate, it supports the overgrowth of pathogenic gut bacteria. So he had a very high levels of fungus and C. diff, and he had gut dysbiosis, many different food intolerances, and so we had to treat the fungus, but the doctor, I don't know if it was this doctor, but a naturopathic doctor said, take colloidal silver, give him colloidal silver as well. It will help the, I don't know, the reception or the efficacy of the medicine, right? And so I did that, and we, you know, gave him raw organic sauerkraut. He went only organic, and at that time, by the way, he had tested at 8.7 parts per billion of glyphosate in his urine.
Wow.
At that same time. And so we went, you know, all organic, colloidal silver, did the fungal medication, the raw organic sauerkraut, eliminated sugar, so we're not feeding the gut bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And within 6 weeks, his glyphosate levels were no longer detectable, and his autism symptoms were gone. The rash was gone, and they have never come back. It's been over a year. And so I really believe that the colloidal silver had something to do with it, because I remember when you said in your talk that if you plunk probiotics into a, you know, gut dysbiosis area, that it's like putting a polar bear in a desert.
Yeah.
And that really clicked for me. I'm like, you know, we can't just do all this stuff to the gut and expect it not to leak out or whatever. You know, we have to come at it from all different angles. So I really think the coil
stuff. Yeah, the point of that is to describe that it's a common sense thing. I can talk to a sixth grader and they'll get this.
Yeah.
Sometimes the doctors are too educated. That concept of if you destroy a terrain, you alter it from one, you know, environment to a completely different environment.
Yeah.
What manifestor is able to grow there is radically different. In fact, you can throw good flora, healthy biological microorganisms that would be good for you into the wrong environment, and they could Some call it mutate. I call it a pleomorphic response. Basically, they alter and, you know, and adapt to that environment. If they can't, they'll just move on through. But in either case, it is not restoring that healthy balance. So we look to restore the integrity of the tissue, the structure, the environment, and it's just a matter of there are many ways to get there. When I first started, it took me a couple of years in my healing process, long before I knew anything about silver and a lot of things, which is not bad considering I was 24 at the time. But Americans don't like to wait 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. But we do the best we can to be more efficient as we learn. So I'm glad, you know, to get some confirmation from you that it really did help.
Yeah, I love that. And I also love that you gave the power back to the people by saying that it's the environment which is more important, like in your body, than an outside bacteria or virus or whatever. That you know, when we think, oh, we're victims of, we're going to be exposed to measles or rubella or whatever, you know, out there, and it makes us very scary. It's very scary and fearful. But no, if you give the power back to us and say, listen, you can build up your environment, your immune system, and when you're strong inside here, you can actually resist those other viruses and bacteria. And so that's very empowering. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and that was an important turning point for me in my life. But I was learning homeopathy that up until that point, my concept of health is, I hope I don't catch something.
Right? Fearful.
What's coming around the corner, and then I'm a victim. And it's not a very empowering place. Now, I recognize there are people that do like to point fingers and blame others, and they don't want to, you know. But for me, and for many people like yourself, and a lot of kids will say, you know, I have control. I like that I can do something different. And
yes.
I don't want to be a victim. I don't want to be a pinball in a pinball machine.
Yeah, and my kids aren't anymore. My son, when he goes to with Boy Scouts as a treat to go to McDonald's, he sits there. He does not eat McDonald's, you know. And they only eat organic when they go to birthday parties or out to restaurants where we bring our own food.
Yeah.
And they choose that.
That's
because they have control over their body.
Yeah, my kids, you know, it's funny, I would joke about it, but my daughter, you know, she's my second child, she was, 4 years old, and going to friends' houses, and they would offer her snacks like they eat, and she says, is that organic?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the parents wouldn't know what to do, and they might say, well, yes, of course it is, and she said, let me see the label.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, and
great.
It's like, I didn't tell
she's
her
hardcore.
To do that, but, but the reason it was, and I want to emphasize this for all you parents out there who say it's not possible to do that. You have to do that. It's not just about your kids, because they see how you live, right?
Yes.
They see through it, and it's because we live that way. It wasn't something we asked them extra special to do. It was the way we live, so it became a normal part. Now, as they grow older, they may have a decision to make and say, I want to eat that, but they will pay for it, and they will learn very rapidly,
right?
Unlike my body, which I had no feedback mechanism because I was so chronically ill.
Mm.
So we're giving these kids the opportunity to learn and choose consciously about the food that they eat and have feedback that tells them, teaches them in ways that my generation was not taught.
Yeah, and that's very empowering for them. And that gives me peace of mind at night. I can sleep better because I know my children are making good choices.
Mm-hmm. Well, giving them the opportunity to learn, and as I say, in my own life, not having had that opportunity, I'm not blaming my parents angrily about it. It was the environment they grew up in.
Yeah,
and
we didn't know.
I've learned extraordinarily because I suffered the way I did, because I was not knowing about it. I had to go through it. So for me, it was the path. It was the journey. I don't know what my children's journey is going to be, but they are being raised in a family where the health issue is something that is a normal part of their. I know I have control over it by what I do, as opposed to I might not get lucky and I might be unlucky later, and that could be trouble.
Yeah, and that's excellent. And everyone can do this. There's a lot of people that say, oh, my child won't eat this or that. But just because they won't right now doesn't mean they won't later. I mean, I gave gold stickers to my six-year-old for a week to eat raw organic sauerkraut, just a tablespoon with dinner. You know, and there's trillions of good bacteria in that.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to give him gold stickers anymore. He knows that's just the way it goes. He may make a face, but that's it.
Well, that's beautiful. I love this. So we've got, you know, other events that you do with Moms Across America. You've done events like marches during the 4th of July.
Yes.
What is that all about? What do you do?
Yeah, well, I just thought of marching on Washington, you know, raising awareness, but I realized that moms probably wouldn't go all the way to Washington with time constrictions and, you know, with budget and all that. So I thought of 4th of July parades, because you can join in all across the country. The porta potty, the permit, and the police are already set up.
Mm-hmm.
You just join in with red, white, and blue, and you can raise awareness with one parade, 3 people deep for 3 miles equals 49,000 people. So we can reach thousands locally and millions nationally in a single day.
It's extraordinary. Now, do you claim that you are inspired through a dream? I mean, how does this happen? You're very practical about it, and you're doing some things that I don't hear a lot of happening. I'd like to see more of it.
Well, I put together two brilliant ideas from leaders in this cause, actually. Robin O'Brien's topic on TED Talk, her talk on TED Talk is called Patriotism on a Plate, and she really promotes that it's a patriotic thing to do something about our food supply. And Jeffrey Smith talks about the tipping point all the time. You only need to reach 10 or 15% or something of the population in order to cause a tipping point. So I put those two ideas together of reaching as many people as possible and being patriotic, and came up with the 4th of July parades.
I love it. Like I said, when I say the word inspiring, I'm not embellishing, I'm not exaggerating.
Oh, thank you so much.
But the thing is that when people come to me feeling victimized, and you could argue, okay, there's a legitimacy in feeling that way because of what has happened thus far. The practical, simple steps. You know, when I talk to people about eating organic, it seems to some overwhelming. And I say, well, just choose one thing, right?
Yes, one thing.
One little step at a time. And every step you take will pay you back tenfold. That's what's been my experience.
Exactly.
And so if you go to momsacrossamerica.com, is it something that people can learn and tap into, maybe duplicate in their own area?
Yes, well, absolutely. We have under events, you can type in your zip code and look up for events near you. If there's not one, please get involved and post one. You can do a movie night. You could just have coffee. Just your name, your address, you know, post it up there. Start sharing it with people. And you get a code for free materials. So you can order just flat rate shipping, a whole box of free materials. You can look under solutions. You can actually see your Robert Scott Bell, one of your solutions there, protocols. We've got videos. Short videos you can share with people, lots of very rich information. And under action, you can actually get yourself tested for glyphosate, you know, the active chemical ingredient in Roundup, in your urine or your tap water. And we really highly suggest that you do that. Feedtheworld.org is collecting that data for a scientific study.
Oh, well, fantastic. Zen, you know, you're welcome on the Robert Scott Bell Show anytime you want.
Thank you. I love
what you're doing.
Thank you so much. You're taking it
and bringing the power to yield back to the people where it belongs. And I would encourage all of my listeners, if you haven't already, check out momsacrossamerica.com. We are here at Autism One for a few more days. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, come down and see us at Lowe's O'Hare Airport Hotel. With that, we're going to take a break. I'll be back to wrap up the show tonight. And I appreciate you, Zen. And we'll keep spreading the word.
Thanks, Robert.
All right,
thank you so much.
We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Scott Bell Show. All right, we're back at it, and a surprise guest returns. She went out. She's back in time for our closing segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and I want you to meet my producer, Super Don. He loves you as well as I do.
And I love him.
Yay.
It's so cool to have you on the show. And I got to tell you, you really rocked a lot of people's worlds when you came out with the analysis that 50% of the kids by what year? 2020?
2025, right?
Yeah, well, I say 2025. Right. The actual mathematical prediction is 2032 if you just extend the line that the CDC has produced.
Uh-huh.
And that's scary enough. But
right.
I think it could be worse than that because a lot of things have are going even worse in the wrong direction. So I don't see anybody trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm. That's so confusing to me because I heard you can drink a quart of glyphosate and it won't hurt you.
I know. Well, you saw the video?
Yeah.
The guy that, okay, we have some. Please drink it.
Stupid?
I know. That was so fun. I enjoyed watching that.
But that's the kind of thing Super Don is doing, backing them into a corner with those techniques. It's like, okay, this is what you're going to say? Let's call you out and see what happens.
Right, right.
Yeah. So, but you didn't, again, you didn't pull that number out of a rabbit out of a hat.
I mean, I didn't.
Yeah.
No, it's mathematically computed. computed a very simple math to figure out 2032. And that's going to be, by the way, 80% of the boys and 20% of the girls. So when I think of being a young woman in 2032, thinking of starting a family, and I imagine that I have an 80% chance of producing an autistic boy, I mean, I think I'm going to probably decide not to have children, at least certainly, you know, maybe test if it's a boy and a boy. I mean, that's really harsh to say, but you can't deal with that kind of risk, you know, unless you have a way to protect yourself, which is why we have to figure out what's causing it, and people have to learn how they can protect themselves so that they won't be among those mothers who produce autistic children.
Right. So, the things that you're identifying, putting up the warning sign, for some, obviously, they don't like to hear it, but even some that maybe are not necessarily not on our side, they're just kind of neutral on it. They don't have a dog in the fight, or so they think.
Right.
To call on to this level of questioning of your diet and what you eat, ask people, if you will, to make better choices. We talked earlier in the show, this hour, about going organic.
Absolutely. That's
the
thing to do.
In the early 1990s, when I was so ill, 24 years of illness, that for me it was a radical thing because it wasn't as easy to do it then.
No, absolutely.
But I never looked back, and now people 25 years later are saying, how come you're not aging, for instance?
Right. That is really, truly amazing. I didn't realize that you had been organic all that time. I'm jealous because I didn't catch on. Like, to be quite frank,
smart.
I don't know. I was too stupid, I think. I didn't notice it. And so I don't blame people. I mean, actually, it's amazing that only just maybe 5 years ago, I was kind of hearing about the GMOs, and I was thinking, well, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't sound that good to me, but, you know, maybe it's fine. I mean, I really didn't have an opinion, which is shocking to me. And now I sort of am very critical of people if they don't see right away what I'm saying, because it's so obvious to me. When you look at the research, it's so clear. The literature, the research is already done, I feel, that really nails glyphosate. And it's, you have to piece together the puzzle, and you have to draw on resources from different directions, you know, and you can get the epidemiological data that are showing all these diseases going up exactly in step with glyphosate. Mm-hmm. And then you can look at the biological evidence and see how it would make sense that glyphosate would cause that. And then you see all the papers actually on the effects of glyphosate on different animal models and different in vitro models. You can just add it all up and you get the answer. And the answer is that glyphosate is causing not only autism, but obesity and Alzheimer's disease and ADHD, all these things. Glyphosate is a major factor.
And then what we learned, you know, it wasn't only like the Roundup Ready corn and soybeans that they're, I don't know if they're calling it ripening, but you're taking wheat after, you know, to kind of, what, rush it to market? Or
yeah, well, I think it's kind of just, first of all, to synchronize so that you get a greater yield. So all the wheat, when it gets poisoned, it goes to seed. And so I think that's part of it, that it increases the yield. And then also that it gets a head start on next year's weeds, because you can kind of just,
they're soaking it in glyphosate right
at the end there. It's incredible that they think that's no problem. This reflects the fact that we've been told that this chemical is non-toxic to humans. So people love glyphosate because they think, oh, it works so well on the weeds. It kills almost all plants, which ought to be a hint.
Right, right clue, yeah.
It kills many microbes. And then yet we think somehow that we're somehow immune to its toxic effects, which seems irrational to me.
Yeah, well, the arrogance and ignorance of mankind never reaches its limits,
I guess.
Know. Well, maybe glyphosate is that limit. And Dr. Stephanie Seneff, we so much appreciate you joining us today. It's so nice to meet you finally.
It's great to meet you, and I'm so pleased with what you're doing to try to get the message out.
Well, and I want you back on as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
All right. Super Don, awesome. We had a great show today. Thank you, everybody. Zen Honeycutt for being on board with us as well. And, of course, The Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Ward and Norm Singleton. Back tomorrow with The Healing Revolution, Dr. King, and a lot more surprises. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Bertiero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.